This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
All right, let's go. So, yeah, this is just our little kind of warehouse building in Las Vegas. It's about 10,000 feet where we're just kind of starting out. We've really done like a lot of research and development here. It's been like kind of like an R&D lab. So here is kind of the side view. These are two packed up units. So, you know, you can see that. So this is one unit here, 8.5 feet wide. This is another unit here, 8.5 feet wide. So this is the shipping dimension. And this is the kind of the secret that no one else has, because without being able to ship a huge building, you know, it's kind of a non-starter, whatever these other guys are doing, we feel like.
Where does this go? Goes inside of a truck, a large truck. How do you get this across the highways of America, shipped across the country?
Basically, it's not over wide, so that means it's compatible with all the different shipping infrastructure. That means a train, a truck, even a pickup truck, or a container ship. You know, we can put 150 of these, I think, on a train and send them across the country. That's the cheapest way. We can put 1,000 of them maybe on a container ship and send them to Hawaii or Puerto Rico for disaster relief or anything like that. So now all of a sudden, this building manufacturing is not limited geographically anymore. I mean, this thing can just really scale, and it's not cumbersome or difficult. Transporting a regular modular, they have restricted routes. They have restricted travel times. They often require police escorts. They almost always require a follow car. So it's just incredibly expensive, and that's why often modular construction is more expensive than the site building. So those two units unfold to this here, and this is that initial casita product. So
we're
basically
inside the home now.
Yes, so basically couch, bed, kitchen, and then bathroom. So this thing is, you know, ready to go in the factory. That means the kitchen and bathroom in here, we're shipping with that in there, and we're still able to fold it up to 8.5 wide to be highway legal. So, you know, a lot of these other solutions, they're leaving a lot of work in the site. And that's when, you know, the costs explode, and there's delays, and there's weather, and there's theft, and there's high cost employees. And when you're doing stuff one-offs, one at a time, and it's different every time, it's inefficient. But when you have a guy in a factory doing the same thing over and over, that's as efficient as you can get. You know, our guys are going to be able to close their eyes and know where to grab the next tool. You know, in the field, they're going to be like, where's my hammer for 20 minutes a day? Stuff like that. So factory production is the only way to fix the housing problem. And we're figuring out ways to bring it all into the factory, get all the work done.